Naomi Smith, N-A-O-M-I-S-M-I-T-H. 62335. This is an 89-year-old woman who lived by herself. She was living next to her goddaughter, who was taking care of her. She has a history of hypertension, coronary artery disease, COPD, weight loss, DJD, confusion. Has a provider at home and was able to survive only with the help of goddaughter and the provider. Period. She took a fall at home, where she had traumatic subdural hematoma. Subsequently, had a burr, B-U-R-R, hole done, and was sent back to a group home because she's no longer able to return to a home where she can be taken care of by provider. Period. Any paragraph? The folks at the group home tell me that she's quite anxious. She has severe sundowner syndrome. She has issues with yelling and screaming and fighting. She's not eating. She's lost weight and has protein, calorie, malnutrition, and ADL dependency on bowel and bladder incontinency, period. Medication includes amlodipine, 10 milligrams a day, losartan, 25 milligrams a day, Lipitor, 40 milligrams a day, allergy, none. Family history, heart disease, and stroke in mom and dad. Immunizations up to date. Social, never been a heavy smoker or drinker in her life. She was a school teacher at one time. She's widowed, had a son who passed away as well. Surgical history, no recent surgery reported. Vital signs, 140 over 70, pulse 88, respirations 18 at febrile. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs, two bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows, AVD skin shows, no ash around the coast of the lesion. Patient demonstrates severe muscle wasting in the lower extremity, abdominal area, and upper extremity as well. Assessment. 89-year-old woman with end-stage dementia. Status post-fall is status post-subdural hematoma, requiring burr hole. Now with confusion, decreased weight, agitation, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, confusion, no longer oriented to place, person, or time. She definitely is in need of medication for sundowner syndrome. Overall prognosis is quite poor and meets the criteria for end-of-life palliative and hospice care at home. Thank you.